Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Welcome to this week's Man of the Post Extra Time. I'm your host, Chris, and as Will Smith sang, it's just the two of us, because I've got Emma.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm almost migraine-free.
Oh, well, that's good.
I'm sorry that you're stuck with me, the worst one of the bunch, but...
No, I wouldn't say that. Not to your face, anyway.
Yeah, exactly. How are you, Chris?
I'm really good, thank you. It was Will Smith that sang that as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's okay. That's all right. I think I was getting confused with something else.
I don't think that's an original song.
No, not for him. No. I think it was somebody else originally. Right, so we're going to talk about the Champions League. We're going to talk about Europa League. And bits and bobs of news. And we're going to talk about Europe Land as well. So let's start off in North London. Champions League on Tuesday night. Arsenal 2, Bayern Munich 2. Goals from Saka... followed by Serge Gnabry and Harry Kane, ex-Spurs player and ex-Arsenal player coming back to haunt them, for an equaliser through Leandro Trossard in the 75th minute, I think, something like that. I've written here just mainly about penalties, because Saka wanted a penalty towards the end of the game towards the end of the first half, after a challenge by Manuel Neuer. I think the implication was that the... contact was initiated by Saka leaving his foot in on Neuer, or sort of leaving his training leg out. And I don't know if you saw this, but David Raya took the sort of goal kick. You know, they take it short in the penalty area. He took it short to Gabriel, who picked it up and gave it back to, kicked it back to Raya.
Okay.
Did you see that?
I did not see that. Is that what Tuchel's butt hurt about?
Yeah. So apparently the Bayern players pointed this out to the referee at the time, and the referee decided off the top of his head, apparently there is a weird clause within the IFAB rules for this, that it was such a ridiculously stupid schoolboy error that there's no need to award a penalty. It'd be against the spirit of the game.
What?
I know.
So there's like a clause that says if you do something too dumb that you don't get punished for it?
Yeah, absolutely.
But we need to start enacting this every week.
Well, yeah, I mean, Sergio Roberto.
Yeah, we'd be bulletproof.
Yeah, apparently that's what he said. It's such a stupid thing to do. So, yeah, basically, you know how the players come short now into the penalty area for a short goal kick?
Yeah.
So Gabriel on the edge of the six-yard box has it tapped in. He picks it up and gives it back to Raya. That's literally what he does.
The only thing I really know about that game is that Tuchel's butt hurt about something. I didn't know what it was, but now I kind of understand.
Yeah, it was that.
Wow.
So yeah, 2-2, honours even, going back to Germany.
I don't think it's a great result for Arsenal.
Do you not?
But that's two away goals for Bayern Munich.
They don't do away goals anymore.
Don't they?
No, that stopped a couple of years ago.
Oh, okay. I thought away goals was still a thing.
No, it's not a thing.
Then it might be fine for Arsenal. Change my mind.
Yeah, I was never a fan of away goals anyway, so I was quite glad when they went. But it is finally poised, and Bayern obviously aren't doing very well. They've lost their last two in the Bundesliga.
Yeah.
But this is Bayern season, isn't it? Literally. And... they are very good. Well, this competition is, and they're very good at winning the Champions League. So
they are. Yeah.
It is really.
Well, are they?
Well, they've won it a few times.
When was the last time?
2020. Literally.
Years. I mean,
Philip Coutinho scored a hat trick against you while being a Barcelona player. Surely you've not forgotten that.
Yeah, okay. 2020 seems like 10 years ago.
Does it? It seems like 10 minutes ago to me.
No, like the whole COVID, it feels like time just stopped. I mean, yeah.
I know. In years to come, when you talk to people, when you talk to the youth of tomorrow about the fact that you couldn't leave your house. Oh, yeah, exactly, because they're scary. But, you know,
yeah.
You talk about them sort of, you weren't allowed to leave your house and you had to wear a face mask on and all that sort mm-hmm. of thing. That is going to be a very weird conversation to have.
Yeah, it really is.
And you're going to sound very ancient about it. But yeah,
I couldn't go out until yeah, it's going to be crazy.
But yeah, this is Bayern season. They're obviously going to lose the league. They could lose it this weekend. They lost in the German Cup.
Yeah, that's a given.
This is Champions League is their thing. They have to do this. Arsenal are still fighting on two fronts, aren't they?
Yeah, it's kind of like Barcelona in that respect. This is all we got. We're all in.
Yeah. So does that give advantage to Bayern Munich? They could be more focused on this.
It's not going to save Tuchel's job, is it?
It's not, but he can rest players because there's no point in playing them in the league and keep his best players fresh for the return there, can't he? Whereas Arteta can't do that. He shouldn't.
No, he should.
He should, yes.
Absolutely do that.
Yeah.
Whether he can and will, I guess, is a different conversation he has to have with Bayern Munich officials, I guess.
Yeah. Famously patient Bayern Munich officials. Famously patient Bayern Munich officials.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. they're very understanding from what I know.
Yeah. Sorry, I interrupted you. What did you say?
I can't remember now.
I'm sorry. It's very good. Have a think.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't.
I don't know.
It'll come to me at like 3 a.m. and I'll be like,
ah, how was that?
You. I'll be like, Chris, I was going to say this. It was great.
Fair enough. So who would you rather be going into the second leg, Arsenal or Bayern?
Bayern.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, because you got home advantage.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'd rather be them as well.
And you can rest players, theoretically.
Yes, and you don't have to live in London.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Well, also good game that Tuesday night was Real Madrid 3, Manchester City 3. So very early goal by Bernardo Silva. Gave them a lead after a couple of minutes. A goal for Ruben Dias. Mostly wonderful goals following afterwards from Rodrigo, Valverde, Phil Foden, Josca Guardiol. What was your favourite goal out of all this?
Maybe Guardiol's.
Okay.
Because I didn't know you could do that.
Given the way he's played this season, I don't think he knew he could do that, especially that first touch he had.
Yeah. It was like, oh, yeah, I didn't know you could do that. Good for you. I've seen the others all do all that before, so.
Well, I guess now people play that clip of Guardiol rather than him being sort of done three times by Messi in the World Cup.
Yeah, he deserves a break.
I quite like the Valverde wallop, and I quite like the sort of subtlety of that Rodrigo touch and the pass from Vinny Jr. beforehand. I'm struggling. Mm-hmm. I've seen Phil Foden do that 100 times, though.
Yeah. I mean, Foden and Guardiol basically scored the same goal, but in different sides.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they were very similar-looking goals.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, yeah, it was a wild match. Crazy.
That can't have done a lot for Pep's blood pressure, given the fact that he likes to control these things.
Yeah, I don't think he was having the best night of his life out there.
No.
He's got quite a good record there.
Yeah, did they draw last season and then wallop Madrid back in Manchester, did they?
Yes, I think. Yeah, I think so.
I think they did, didn't they? So.
I think he's only ever lost twice there in his career.
Oh, has he? Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Did he lose there with Barcelona?
Yes.
Did he?
Mm.
We'll not talk about that, shall we?
No.
I listened to a podcast yesterday where they talked about the defensive way that Madrid set up really helped them. Obviously, they'd learnt lessons from last year's tie. Maybe that helped them. I mean, I say defensive shape. They did concede three goals, but...
Yeah, just think about how bad it would have been.
Yeah. But, I mean, these are two excellent sides, and I guess you as either manager, you would just want to go into the return leg thinking, I'm still in this tie. Because I don't think Real Madrid have an inferiority complex about playing away anywhere. So
they don't.
No, so I think they'd be quite happy to go back with this score like this. And maybe they may play a bit more tighter in the away leg.
From what I've seen in the press, and the Madrid press, you know, like Marca, they are not at all worried. They were like, well, okay, let's see what... Let's hope the return game is just as exciting. Because they still think they're going to win. I don't, but
they do. Surely exciting is the last thing you want.
No, I'd want to score one goal and shut that shop right up.
Yes, exactly. So, who would you, again, that's the same question for this game. Who would you rather be going back to Manchester?
Manchester City.
Would you?
Yes.
Okay.
Home advantage.
Does that really play that big a thing?
It does to me. I think home advantage is huge. But I don't know why. And maybe I got this from my dad.
Okay.
But, like, when the Copa del Rey, for example, was a two-legged thing, it's not anymore because we changed it because it's better that way. We always wanted to be away first and then home second because you can feel like the crowd helps and that you can overcome anything on your own ground.
Yeah, but I just wonder, I get that, and obviously you will remember the 2019 Champions League.
Yeah,
but I do wonder if when it comes to seasoned professionals like Jude Bellingham, Vinicius Jr., Antonio Rudiger, do they sort of get to Manchester and think, oh my crikey, not in their DNA, is it? El Reino.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I mean, they don't sort of walk out into the Etihad and think, oh, I don't like this, I'm in a different stadium.
No, I don't think they care. They're professionals.
Yeah.
But, like, from a fan's point of view, with superstition and, you know, that kind of thing, you kind of want that lift and atmosphere of being home second, I think, personally.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And I think the first goal is going to be really important in the return leg as well.
It'll be huge.
Yeah, to see which way tactically the game will play.
I suppose Manchester City are in the Arsenal situation where you can't really rest your players. Although I heard that they were talking about resting Rodri for this week because he's played 41 games already this season.
Yeah, he's missed
a huge amount.
He's missed a few games as well. I'm sure at the start of the season he missed like 4 or 5 games.
Yeah, he was injured for a little bit.
Yeah. Yes, I think he said he was really, really tired, which, yeah, it's...
I think Real probably could rest players too, because, I mean, they've all but won it, kind of.
How far
I'm just trying to see what the point difference is.
Really. 8 points.
Yeah, it's a lot, isn't it?
Is there another Clásico to come?
Yes.
So...
Not, it's at the Bernabeu.
Oh, okay.
So,
I'm just thinking if they rest players and maybe they lose a game and then lose the Clásico, are Barcelona back in this? But I think I can't. Yeah.
I don't see it.
No. Okay. So yeah, you'd rather be Man City going into this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, well, let's move on to Wednesday. I'll save you till the end. So we'll do Atleti 2, Dortmund 1. Goals from the fantastically haired Rodrigo de Paul, who has changed his haircut, hasn't he? The braids have gone.
Yeah, which is a good thing, because they sucked.
Yeah, he's got very Griezmann vibes about him now, hasn't he?
He's been hanging out with them too much, I reckon. They room together on
the
trips.
They did. And then, I guess it's Lino, but L-I-N-O is Lino, which is what we call the assistant referee over here. So I'm like, he scored. and then a late Sebastian Haller goal. So perceived wisdom on the podcast I was listening to yesterday was that Atleti were well and truly in control of this game. So you had that sort of Axel Witsel, Zlatan flick. They sort of nearly came off. There was the overhead kick where they nearly scored both in the first half. They sort of wasted other chances as well. And not only did Haller score to sort of give them hope, but they sort of hit the frame of the goal twice in injury time as well. So Atleti were very lucky to come away from that with a 2-1 win. And given their away form this season generally, that could really, really cost them, couldn't it?
Yeah, their away form is terrible.
Mm.
maybe that's a bit harsh. It's not great.
Well, apparently Osasuna have got a better away record than them.
Yeah, which is not a good thing.
No.
I don't know, though. I mean, they've got a lead. They're a team that will protect it.
But will they? Because that's the whole thing about Atleti, isn't it? And if they're not doing it away this season, will they be able to protect it?
Do you think Simeone will let them?
But
like, for this one? Because, again, this is their season. It's all they got.
Yeah, but then there's an implication there that he's kind of been not that bothered with a poor away record in the league.
Yeah, I know what you mean. They're a difficult one because they are, I don't know, they're just not what they used to be.
Mm.
I think that's fair to say.
And again, you've got seasoned professionals like, you know, Jan Oblak, Rodrigo de Paul, Griezmann, all those players. And again, do they get on a bus and go to Cadiz and think, oh, I don't fancy this? I mean, how does it
Understandable.
Work? Understandable. I mean, I've never been to Cadiz, so, you know. Has it been rebuilt since we destroyed it in Elizabethan times?
Just about.
Yeah?
Not sure it's finished.
Yeah, again, I don't quite understand it. These are all sort of seasoned professionals, and last season, I'm guessing their away record was all right. These players have won the league with Atleti. Why all of a sudden this season have they gone, oh, I don't like it being away?
I don't know.
It's weird.
It's not like the Atleti owner to talking to Simeone, I guess. The conversation that they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what their issue is, really. Nothing's really hugely changed, like, personnel-wise.
Mm.
So I don't know what their problem is. If I did, I would be down there telling them, making some money.
Exactly. I've got a feeling for Dortmund in this second leg.
Is it home advantage?
Yes, it is, yeah. Well, simply because of how Atleti have been travelling this season. I'm giving it to them, I think.
Yeah, and I want good things for Aller, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I suppose you want good things for Emre Can.
Of course, yes, I do. I've got to be honest,
With his beautiful hair.
He's lovely, isn't he? I kind of want good things for Erdin Tezic as well, after what happened to Dortmund at the end of last season. I feel really sorry for him still.
Let's just want good things for Dortmund.
Yeah. and then finally, yourselves, PSG 2, Barcelona 3. So a goal from Dembele and Vitinha, 2 goals from Rafinha and Christiansen. I mean, it had to be him, didn't it? I mean,
I just had to. Yeah.
He absolutely walloped it, didn't he?
Yeah, and he hit the post as well.
Yes, he did, didn't he? Yeah.
It was crazy. Yeah. I was kind of like sneaky happy for him. Like, oh, look at him running. So proud.
This PSG team seems a bit less batshit mental than previous PSG teams. It seems like a team finally, doesn't it?
I think Enrique's trying.
Yeah.
I think he's really trying. And they've lost a lot of the their Galacticos, I guess.
Yes, and they're going to be losing.
So I guess they've got more team spirit and bonding than just rich guys all together trying to do their own thing.
Yeah, I was going to have a look at the lineup. Yeah, so Donnarumma, Marquinhos at fullback, and you've got Hernandez, Nuno Mendes as well. Yeah, they seem more of a team. Marcus Asensio played well as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Don't want to say that.
Yeah.
He did.
How many goals do you think Donnarumma was at fault for?
Least one.
Yeah, because he sort of came and didn't come for that corner, didn't he? And then
I think he was probably to blame for two of those.
Was the other one with a low cross?
The third one.
Was the other one the low cross where he sort of slapped it out, didn't he?
Because the third one was the header.
Yeah, the header from the corner. I mean, he sort of started to come and then didn't come, didn't he?
Yeah, and I don't know if I want to blame him too much for that.
Yeah.
Although that was Eric Christiansen's first touch of the ball.
Did you nearly say Christian Eriksen?
I did. Yeah. I do every time.
And big up for your children.
Oh, aren't they great?
They are. I mean, this
beautiful young boys.
This financial crash that Barcelona have had could possibly be the best thing that's ever happened to them.
Oh, it's not.
Well, where would these guys be if it wasn't for that?
Still playing for the B team.
Yeah, I mean, Yamal wouldn't be getting games, would he? And your
Well, actually, he might be because he's good.
And your defender as well. I can't remember his name. Your little central defender.
Bubsy.
Yes.
Yeah, he's so good. He's going to get sold for so much money.
Well, that is the thing as well. I mean, can you keep hold of, like, Pedri, Gavi, Yamal and all the others? Because you have got Sergio Roberto, Gundogan, Lewandowski, who aren't getting any younger, are they?
True about Roberto, this is his last season.
Mm-hmm.
He's already said that.
Okay. Is he what? Is he leaving or retiring?
Just leaving, I think.
Oh, okay.
He'll probably go to Inter Miami and hang out with all his I think that's at their retirement home.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the kids, they're so good.
They are.
They're so good.
And what's the word of the street for keeping Felix next season?
Well, I heard that it had been agreed, but I don't know how that could be the case because we don't have any money.
Well, does that mean you'll be selling somebody?
Why, we have no option. Everybody's for sale.
Oh, there's no
I don't think there's a block on anybody anymore because we used to have like a list of players who were untouchable.
Yeah.
And I don't think we do anymore. And if we do, it's just like Gavi and Pedri.
Oh, really? Is that it?
I mean, everybody else is probably fair game.
If you were Juan Laporta, you would keep those two and everybody else would be available to go.
No, I mean, me personally, I'd have more players on the list than that. I'd keep Yamal and... But, like, I wouldn't be heartbroken if some people went. Like, I know people are like, oh, Frankie de Jong. I'm like, is he really all that?
Well,
you could get, like, 80 million for him. Let him go.
I guess you'd be sadder if one of your children that came through was sold instead of de Jong, wouldn't you? I can see why you'd be more heartbroken at that.
Yeah, there's talk of Araujo going to Bayern.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he is still very young, and he's one of our babies, I guess, came through the youth team.
Hmm.
He's got future captain written all over him, so I hope he stays.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think he wants to stay, but it's not really within his power.
No, I guess it's not. I guess it's not. But, yeah, that's very surprising. I thought you were going to say De Jong going to Manchester United for £100 million as they keep Erik ten Hag for another season.
I've heard that every summer.
I know. Exactly.
I just want it to happen so I don't have to hear it again.
And the commentator lost his job.
Yeah, pundit. Burgos.
Is this the same one that threatened to stab Jose Mourinho's rip Jose Mourinho's head off? The same guy?
Yeah, that's him.
Is it? Okay.
He used to be assistant coach with Simeone at Atleti.
Okay, so go on it for anyone that's not seen. What did he say?
So pre-game, they were showing Lamine Yamal doing keepy-uppies and tricks and stuff, warming up, and he said that if he messes up, he'll be standing at a traffic light before you know it, or something like that.
Implication being he will be some sort of migrant street child or something.
Yes.
Yes. So he apologised, didn't he? But that wasn't enough to save his job.
He did. Yeah. But both PSG and Barca refused to take any questions and do the press stuff for that company.
Oh, okay.
After the game, which was nice.
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm glad he got fired, because it's nice that people are being held accountable for bullshit now.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Okay, speaking of bullshit, let's go to the Europa League. Liverpool 0, Atalanta 3. Scamacca with 2 goals and Pasalac with a goal as well. We were talking about the lineup pre-game, weren't we? You thought it was a little bit arrogant and Liverpool deliberately playing a weakened team because they're underestimating their European opponents. Are you trying to troll me or do you genuinely think that?
No, I really believe that.
Okay. Because, as I said to you, it was, I guess you could say the forward line wasn't as strong as it could be, but we had our strong central defenders out there, probably the best fullbacks we could have as well. I know you were saying about Conor Bradley.
I don't agree with that.
No? Robertson's coming back from injury. He is, but he can't play every game, can he? He's only a young child. You have to manage these minutes, don't you?
You're talking to a Barcelona fan who plays children every week and has been all season. Yeah. Play every game.
And yeah, Mara's going to...
How injured they are.
I was going to say, where's Ricky Puig nowadays?
America.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he's doing great comparatively compared to me.
Yeah,
but,
I think he's healthy.
He's healthy, lives in California and earning lots of money. But, you know...
He's fine.
But, you know, he's not playing in a top European league, is he? Is my point.
Not currently.
No, unfortunately. So, but, you know, he's not working in the public sector in Cornwall. So he's doing better than
he's
me.
He's doing better than both of us.
That's true.
Let's be real.
That's very true. Yeah, so also looking at the statistics from this. So Liverpool, 70% possession, 19 shots. Nunes had chances. Alexis, with the same shot, hit the crossbar and post. Salah had a goal disallowed as well for offside. Next to 70% possession and 19 shots, I've written more of the same, because this goes back
best
to...
couple games.
Yeah, well, before then, yeah, it goes back to...
Feels a bit like the season's falling apart.
Oh, Emma, bloody hell. This was the game against Manchester United, those same sort of statistics, in both the Cup and the League game. And both League games, to be honest, even back in December when we played them at Anfield.
Oh, God, I remember that. It was so boring.
Yeah. And the game against Brighton, I felt Brighton were going to get back into it because he kept wasting chances and it was only 2-1. I felt
yeah,
against
Man... they should have done.
Yeah, at Man City as well at Anfield, I think we let them off the hook as well. So there are times when we are really, really profligate to get in front of goal and it does cost us. And I don't know if they're being casual or whether they're getting the yips. Do you know the yips?
Are they blaming Darwin?
No, I don't think so. I think there's a sort of...
that's nice.
Yes, I think there's a sort of collective responsibility about it all. But yeah, it is more of the same, unfortunately.
Season's falling apart.
Stop it.
Going to go out in the semi-finals of the Europa League and finish third. Tough break.
Oh, well, we'll be in the Champions League, though. Anyway, if anything...
But you already won a cup, right? So...
Yeah, we have. And even if we don't go through in this round, if anything, we destroy the coefficient for the other English teams.
Also, Jurgen's getting a fucking parade. Whether
he's going to get a parade.
No matter what happens.
We've won a cup. We'll be in the Champions League next season. Either Spurs or Aston Villa won't. We've destroyed the coefficient for other people. Everyone's happy. Well, you know, we're happy. Job done.
He's getting the freedom of the city. And if he made a sir.
Do you know the... the last podcast of the season is going to be, you know, talking about him a lot.
Great. Can't wait to be there. I've got a lot of negative things to say.
Fair enough. Bayer Leverkusen 2, West Ham 0 in the Europa League. Hoffman and Boniface scored in the 83rd and 91st minute, so late on. David Moyes says they're quote, still in the tie. I'm not so sure, yeah.
I suppose he's got to say that.
I guess he has.
Don't agree with them.
No, I don't think so. I mean, if he came out and said, bloody hell, we haven't got a chance, then, you know.
He'd probably get sacked immediately.
Exactly. Benfica 2, Marseille 1, and finally Milan 0, Roma 1 in the Europa Conference League. Aston Villa 2, Lille 1, Ollie Watkins and John McGinn scored, Diakati scored for Lille. He played a pretty strong lineup as well themselves. They played Jonathan David, etc. Unai Emery's 1,000th managerial game.
Oh, that's nice. They're winning this competition, aren't they? Just well, Unai.
As...
He fucking loves the Europa conference thing. It's him, isn't it?
Well, journalist Lars Sivertsen says this competition shouldn't be for Premier League teams, because if you look at the comparative revenues of... Aston Villa and Victoria Pilsen, who are in the other quarterfinal, there's a world away of difference between the two. English teams should be absolutely flooring this competition year on year.
Did they think that about the Europa League as well? Because Liverpool fucked that team in the last round, right?
Well, I guess so, yeah. I mean,
like, it wasn't pretty.
No. And the income streams for the individual leagues, I mean, I guess should say that English teams should be winning these European competitions.
Yeah, look, West Ham won the Conference League last year, right?
Mm.
They're not a great team.
They're not,
But comparatively to some other teams, they're pretty good.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Olympiacos 3, Fenerbahce 2. Olympiacos were 3-0 up in that. And Victoria Pilsen... Oh, sorry. FC Brugge 1, Salonika 0. Victoria Pilsen 0, Fiorentina 0. Now, what that means, that's pretty important because that draw moves the Czechia, formerly the Czech Republic, they move above Scotland in the... UEFA coefficient, which means that come the end of the season, the Scottish champions do not get an automatic place in the Champions League.
Wow.
Yeah.
It really shouldn't be called the Champions League anymore, should it?
It's not been the Champions League some time, is it?
No.
What else have we got? So, bits and bobs of news. Okay, in VAR news.
Ooh.
Yeah. Turkey will use foreign officials their VAR until the end of the season. So there's been a bit of a kerfuffle. It's been going off in Turkey. You might have seen the scenes from the cup game where I think it was Besiktas, where they all came on the pitch and had a bit of a...
Is that when the chairman went onto the pitch and tried to kill somebody, tried to run someone through with the corner flag?
I don't know, but I do know that the fans came on the pitch and attacked the rival players.
I know that. I think it was Fenerbahce who were deciding whether they actually wanted to participate in the Turkish league.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That like was bad.
I've got to be honest. It's either Fenerbahce, Besiktas, or or Galatasaray. It's like a stab in the dark. It's a 1-in-3 chance.
Yeah.
So they're going to be using foreign officials on VAR until the end of the season. This is after Fenerbahce were fined £98,000 after walking out of their Super Cup fixture against Galatasaray last weekend.
And that's what it'll have been where I read that they were then thinking about taking a vote whether they wanted to be in the league.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So what Fenerbahce wanted, they wanted the Super League, the Super Cup fixture last weekend. They wanted it postponed, so their players were better well rested for the Europa League game, the Europa Conference League game against Olympiacos we just spoke about. That didn't happen. So the club fielded an under-19s team, which played for the first 3 minutes and then walked off the pitch.
Okay.
Okay.
I was going to say Liverpool then, Jesus. I like Barcelona's game postponed this weekend, but it's not going to happen.
And also in VAR news, the FA, or the English FA members or Premier League members have voted unanimously to introduce the semi-automated offside decisions. So the ones we've been seeing in the World Cup, where instead of drawing those dotty little lines, you have the sort of two men sort of sticking out in front of each other, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be using that from next season. So...
Great.
Apparently it reduces...
I'm so excited to see you fuck this up.
Apparently it reduces the time it takes for an offside VAR decision by an average of 31 seconds.
Well, thank Christ for that.
Exactly. No more dotty drawing lines or forgetting to draw the lines like when Liverpool played Spurs earlier this season.
The whole thing with this is just you need a bit more transparency. Like, actually show them drawing the lines on.
Oh, with a ruler on a piece of paper?
Yeah.
That'd
might
cool.
help. And have like a camera inside the booth so we can see them. Have cameras on, so have microphones on so we can hear them.
That would be amazing. I was complaining last weekend. I was watching the Paris-Roubaix cycle race and I was complaining on Twitter about the lack of drone use in cycling because you've got this helicopter that hovers above the cyclists or you've got the camera mm-hmm. from out in front and you know it's great and everything, but you stick a drone over the top of it and it's only so much improved the quality of the experience. And then they cut to some drone footage and it was just incredible. So I don't think you can do it in football because imagine a goalie taking a goal kick and knocking a drone out of the sky and landing on a player. But that would be hilarious. But a little tiny pinhole camera inside of football so you can sort of have an action replay of it sort of flying towards a goal as Ter Stegen sort of despairingly grasps. That would be amazing.
Wait. Why has he got a despairingly grasp?
Okay.
Why can't he pull off the world's greatest save?
All right, Timo Courtois then. Let's go with him.
Oh, his knees don't work, but sure, let's go.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think that'd look amazing. Little pinhole cameras inside the football. I think you're onto something there.
That'd be great, actually. I just think, like, especially VAR, you just need a bit more transparency. Fans. Yeah. I think it would help if fans felt like they knew what was happening.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely. And it would stop them complaining on Twitter all the time about there's a global conspiracy against their team. Why it wouldn't?
It really wouldn't.
No. Former Rochdale player Joe Thompson, who's I think he's retired now, but he's his cancer has returned for the third time. He's got stage 4 lymphoma, and it's spread to his lungs as well. Yeah, it's spread to his lungs, so that's really, really not good news. A poor guy, so he's got it for a third time. So he said, quote, this fight is still on. So our very best thoughts and wishes go to Joe Thompson. Sheffield United, I've written if they're relegated. I guess that's sort of a when.
When?
Yeah.
Is it this weekend?
I don't think it's that close, but we're not far off.
How is it not that close?
Honestly, it's like...
How are they doing this?
It's like Leverkusen, they're 16 points ahead of the Bundesliga and they're still not champions and it's mid-April. You think, well, how long do you want to wait?
Yeah, exactly. Give them the trophy. Yeah. Relegate them.
Exactly. No. So when they do get relegated, they will start next season on -2 points in the Championship after defaulting on payments to other teams during their promotion season last season.
Gotta pay your bills, folks.
Gotta pay your bills, unfortunately. She's not unfortunately, but the Copa Libertadores this week saw Penarol beat the other team. Oh, I didn't write
that. Works.
That works.
I don't know who they are. That's fine.
They won 5-0. Maximiliano Silveira got a hat-trick. And also, just put this down, because River beat Nacional of Uruguay 2-0. River Plate did. And there was a really, really nice goal from on loan Manchester City player Claudio Echeverri. He absolutely thumped it in from at least 35 yards. And someone on Twitter sort of tweeted the video saying, can't wait for Pep to coach this out of him next season. Still in America is the CONCACAF Champions Cup. These are second leg games. So Pachuca beat Herediano with Costa Rica 2-1. So they go through 7-1 in aggregate. Club America of Mexico beat New England Revolution 5-2 and go through 9-2 in aggregate. UENL drew 1-1 with Columbus Crew, but Columbus Crew go for 4-3 in penalties to stop it making a Mexican clean sweep, because Monterrey beat Inter Miami 3-1, so they go through 5-2 in aggregate. So the semi-finals are Club America versus Pachuca and Columbus Crew versus Monterrey. In Saudi Arabia, Al-Hilal beat Al-Ittihad in the Saudi Super Cup. Now, an Al-Ittihad fan was very, very unhappy with this. How do you think he responded?
Beheaded someone.
Well, a little lower down the scale. So he stood...
wait, he's not a government official.
No, no, no. I don't think so. I don't know who he was. Basically, this guy, this fan stood above the players' tunnel. And when, I don't know why he picked on this player, but when Abdurrazak Hamdallah tried to walk down the players' tunnel, this fan got out a whip and started whipping him from sort of 10, 15 feet above, because he was standing above the players' tunnel. He was just...
questions.
I'll send you a video afterwards.
So many questions.
It was like an enormous bullwhip and he was just stood there whipping him.
Yeah, that was one of the questions, like, how is he doing that?
Yeah.
How did he get that into the stadium?
I'm guessing,
why him?
Yeah, I'm guessing security isn't as tight. So yeah.
Wow.
And finally, I did put this down because I thought Jesse would be on tonight. So there is an agreement signed between the Israeli FA and CONMEBOL. So Israeli FA president...
This is all sounding great so
far. This is going well. Israeli FA president Shino Zoratis said, quote, I hope that Israel will participate in one of CONMEBOL's future tournaments, maybe the Copa America. So that sport is being washed there.
Yeah, that's not great, is it?
No, unfortunately.
Copa America has like a history of guest nations, though, right?
It does. It had Qatar has been a couple of times. I think Japan has played.
Australia have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Spain. Spain should definitely go.
Why not?
Yeah, that would be fun. Bits and bobs of leagues this weekend. So there's no action in Spain as it's the Copa del Rey final.
Chris, do you even know who won that final?
Yeah, I did. Athletic Bilbao won. Penalty shootout, wasn't it?
That's right.
There you go. I think there's a documentary coming out about it.
It was their first trophy in like 40 years. So
yeah.
Yeah. And so happy for the Williams boys.
I thought they'd won a trophy before then, because I remember them winning something and one of their big beardy players playing some sort of Basque instrument on the pitch.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He played the trumpet.
That was right.
I can't remember what that was for, though.
I thought they beat you guys.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently you guys are 3-0 up from the first leg, and then...
Shut your dirty mouth.
Okay, so Real Madrid on 75 points, Barcelona 67, Girona 65, Atleti 58, and the aforementioned Bilbao on 56. So let's put them in there because the that last Champions League spot is still to be decided. So Atleti are playing Girona, so that is fourth versus third. Mallorca play Real Madrid, Cadiz play Barcelona, and Athletic play Villarreal. How's Villarreal getting on this season?
Not great.
No?
Why?
Well, I'm just wondering, because Athletic are only 2 points ahead of Bilbao, and so if they come unstuck against high-flying Girona, then that's open for Bilbao then to overtake, isn't it?
Sure, yeah. Villarreal, like, pretty mid-table.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're not... They're not anything special.
Okay. Is Juan Riquelme and Marco Senna still playing?
They wish.
How are Girona getting on recently?
Not great.
No? Kind of,
they've dropped off.
Are they safe in those Champions League positions? They're 9 points ahead of Bilbao.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Yeah?
And that's a nice story. If you like that sort of thing. I don't like dirty money buying stuff, though, so
no,
not for me.
Not for me either, I'm afraid. In Italy, Inter on 82 points, Milan on 68, Juventus are on 62, Bologna 58, and then in fifth place, Roma on 55. So it's Inter versus Cagliari. There's a Turin derby, it's Torino play Juventus, Bologna play Monza. There is an article on the BBC website today about how Bologna are doing really, really well with Thiago Motta.
Yeah, we covered him to be the manager next season of Barcelona.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that will happen, but
if
he's been in the mix.
So I think the semi-finals have already been predetermined, haven't they, for the Champions League? So if you beat Barcelona,
play Atleti or
yeah. So you will, if you beat PSG, you will play either Atleti or Dortmund.
Big if for me at this point.
I mean, it's kind of wide open your end of the draw. All of a sudden, if Barcelona find themselves in the final of a Champions League, are you really going to say goodbye to Xavi?
It's his decision. He's the one who said he wasn't coming back. That wasn't the club, that was him, so...
Yeah.
I guess he has to decide whether it's worth it or not. Because it's quite a big personal toll, especially for people who are connected to the club like he is. You know, it's his club from his, you know, region, like Pep in that respect. Like, it was a lot for him. He had to go away because he couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, I just wonder if you get to that final, and even if you don't win that final, will he sort of have a feeling of unfinished business for next season?
He might do, but it's a real big if, though.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah, Bologna playing Monza, Sassuolo playing Milan, and then Udinese versus Roma. In Germany, Bayer Leverkusen are top on 76 points. I think they can win the league this weekend. Bayern are on 60, having lost their last two. Stuttgart are also on 60. RB Leipzig on 53 points, as are Dortmund, just outside the Champions League places. So it is Bayer Leverkusen versus Werder. Now, they play on Sunday. So I think if... either Bayern or Stuttgart or both or whatever sort of those mathematical equations you get at this time of year. I think if they drop points, then Bayer Leverkusen could win the league on Sunday.
I can't believe that Bayern have lost their last two and they still haven't won the league. How?
I know.
How?
Exactly. Although they are called Leverkusen for a reason. Surely they can't lose it from this point.
What if they did?
I imagine if they lost all their games and Bayern went on this unbelievable streak.
What if they did? That would be so funny.
It would be hilarious. It would be brilliant. Yeah. Yeah, so Bayer Leverkusen...
You don't want that for Xabi, though, do you?
Well, no, he's told us to do one. So, yeah, I'm quite happy.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he's... Word on the street. Word on the street is we're getting your man from Sporting Lisbon, whose name I forgot.
Oh, Amorim.
Yes, that's the one. And he's got about three or four players he wants to bring along. So,
okay.
Yeah. So I haven't watched as much Portuguese football as I like to this season, but I know he's doing very well. So, you know, give somebody a chance. So yeah. Bayer Leverkusen playing Werder Bremen, Bayern are playing Cologne, Stuttgart playing Frankfurt, Gladbach are playing Dortmund, and RB Leipzig are playing Wolfsburg. France is weird this weekend. PSG are top on 63, 10 ahead of Monaco. Brest are on 52 points. Lille are on 49. But the only game affecting the top of the division this week is Lyon versus Brest, because only 5 Ligue 1 games. I don't know why.
Oh.
Very weird.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know.
European teams? No, because there's not many of them.
Let me...
PSG.
Let me just find, because I follow her on Twitter, and she follows me, because she's lovely. Philby1976 on Twitter, who works for Go French Football News. I tell you what, I will find this tweet while you just consider this. So, I've taken part in a conversation with her today, because there's been a poll on Twitter, which is... let me just find it. Are ears part of your face? Yes, no, or what are you on about?
Ears.
Ears. Are ears part of your face? Me and Georgia think no.
I agree. They're part of your head.
Yes. So we...
They're not part of your face.
Yeah, so we sort of had this discussion at home, and we imagined sort of your jawline, and the bit where your jaw goes up around the sort of front of your hair is your face. Anything behind that is not. So there we go. Yes, I found the tweet now. So, yes, it's because there are European fixtures. So...
Oh, look at a league taking care of their teams.
Yeah, exactly. I think this happens in the Eredivisie as well sometimes.
Oh.
So, yeah, who would have thunk that? Okay, so in the Premier League, 12:30 on Saturday, it's Newcastle versus Spurs in the Royal Fox Derby. Richarlison is out. Yeah, Newcastle's last 10 in the league. They've won 5, drawn 3, lost 2. Spurs have won 4 out of 6 in the league, so that's pretty good. But they've only won 2 out of 9 away, so they don't travel very well. And it is a long way to travel up to Newcastle from London.
Yeah.
How do you think this one's going to go?
On a train, probably, which might not even arrive.
I reckon they'll fly.
Probably. Bad for the planet.
Very bad for the planet. Not good for the planet at all.
This is weird, isn't it? Because I don't even know... I can't even begin to even hazard a guess about what's going to happen in this game, because both of these teams are crazy.
Yeah. I think Newcastle are more unpredictable crazy than Spurs.
Yeah. I think that's true. Every time I see Newcastle, they look like a different team.
Yeah.
Like, they're either, like, pretty good or doing some really dumb stuff.
I mean, just looking at the table, they're 8th.
Okay.
They're 13 points out of the Champions League places, but they've got a plus 13 goal difference, and it doesn't make sense, and they've lost 12 games this season.
Yeah. What are you supposed to do with that?
No. I know, exactly. So, I'm very confused about this, but I know they don't travel, but they really, really do need these points, Spurs, because they're level on points with Villa. Although they have played a game fewer, so but they do need a bit of daylight, don't
they? Why have they played fewer games?
Not sure. Apart from Chelsea, teams have either played 31 or 32 games, so they're all sort of a bit of a mishmash. So, yeah.
I don't remember any being postponed.
No.
Doesn't really happen much.
No, I don't remember either.
Weird.
Yeah, but this is hard. My sort of gut feeling is Spurs, but that they've only won 2 out of 9 away.
See, mine's the other way around. Head says Spurs, gut says Newcastle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't know why.
Okay, well, we'll go with our guts then.
I think that's because I like Isak.
Yeah, he seems...
I think he's really good.
Yes, he is. Is he too good for Newcastle?
Yes, by far. No offence, Newcastle.
Where's his level? Should he be playing for a Champions League team?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, he really should.
If he was to move back to Spain, would he be in sort of Atleti
would
or
Barca? Would he
be playing
for Sociedad again?
Yeah. No, would he be playing for Atleti, Barca or Real Madrid if he went back?
Yeah, I'd hope so.
Yeah, so he's that sort of level.
Yeah, don't you watch him and think...
Oh, I do.
You should be playing for maybe Arsenal.
Obviously, I mean, obviously I do, but it's just, you know, some of the listeners. Brentford versus Sheffield United. Brentford are 4 points. Yeah, exactly. Brentford are 4 points off the relegation zone, but they have got Ivan Toney available. They've got...
Has that made a difference?
I don't think so. They got zero league wins in nine, so obviously not. Sheffield United have won 1 out of 15, and they've lost the last 11 away games. They haven't lost the last 11. They've lost 11 away games so far.
That's just away games.
No, hang on. They've won 1 out of 15 games away. Sorry, that's what I mean.
Right. They won last weekend, right?
Where was that? That was... No, they drew with Chelsea, didn't they?
No, that was midweek.
No, Sunday the 7th of April, they drew with Chelsea.
Oh, I thought that was the midweek game.
It was late.
I feel like I saw them win last weekend. And then not like saw them, but like the result.
If you did, it would have been on YouTube.
Maybe it was the week before.
Week before they lost to Liverpool.
Yeah, I don't know.
At some point, you close your eyes and Sheffield United won.
Doesn't sound like a thing I'd dream of. But...
of all the things in the world you could dream of. Dates with Brad Pitt or winning $1 million or something.
Yeah.
But this is what you go for.
Me, it's Sheffield United getting a much needed win. Yeah. Jesus.
Will they be getting a much needed win here?
Will anyone?
Well, not the people paying £30 to watch it, no.
Is this your last on match of the day?
I think so, yeah. I think it could well be.
Big vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. This feels like a draw to me because, I don't know, I'd like to think that Brentford would win, but I'm not sure that they would. I mean, I want to say the other week, but I'm not sure what time is anymore. but they should have beaten Manchester United.
Yeah, twice.
But they smashed the shit out of them and then did not win.
Yes, that was the week before because last week, obviously, Manchester United played Liverpool. And
yeah, I feel like it was a Monday night game.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah.
They did. But yeah, they're only 4 points off the relegation zone.
They're lucky that there are worse teams than them.
Yes, that have also had points reductions and stuff, yeah. So
yeah.
You're right. Burnley versus Brighton, 3 o'clock. Mitoma, March and Evan Ferguson are all out for Brighton. So, Burnley have lost 11 out of 16 at home. They also lost to Everton last weekend, if you remember that. Brighton won 5 out of their opening 6 games in the Premier League, but they've only won 6 out of 25 since. They've been very sort of meh for large parts this season, and they are 10th.
They are beat.
They are, aren't they? Burnley are 6 points out of safety.
They are relegated.
Oh, really?
Have they got any fight about them?
I mean, Vincent Kompany has. He's not allowed in the dugout this weekend because he's suspended.
Yeah. And I wonder how much he's thought about, no, I'm just going to put myself in the team. Fuck it. I'm coming out of retirement for one last job.
I mean, he looks very toned still, doesn't he?
I think he could still do it if you gave him some boots.
I think he probably could as well. Yeah. I mean, it's not like it's not like he'd still do a bad job than anybody else.
Yeah. He's not going to do any worse than anybody else who's pulled on a Burnley shirt this season.
Well, speaking of something similar to that, Manchester City versus Luton.
God. At least Luton have got some fight about them.
Well, they have. Luton have got 10 players out and none of their centre-backs have trained this week because of injury.
Jeez.
So,
that's what you want when you're going to play Manchester City.
No, maybe Vincent Kompany could loan himself to Luton for the afternoon.
What, and score some own goals?
Yeah, just wallop it into the... Can do that. Well, they are in the last relegation zone and they are level on points with Forest, who are just out, and only 2 behind Everton. So they sort of... Yeah, they have more of a fight than the other teams around them, I feel.
They do. And I know neither of us wants good things for them.
Mm.
But at least they're trying.
Yeah, they are.
And there's a lot to be said for that, rather than, like, Sheffield United, who are just... I don't know what their deal is.
They're just there, aren't they?
They're beach as well, but in a different... A sad beach.
What sort of beach do you get one if you're relegated? Is that, like, some sort of beach in northern France rather than, sort of, Dubai?
One of those that's just made of rocks, you know, like...
Some Icelandic rocky volcanic beach.
Yeah.
This is all you deserve.
You don't deserve sand.
Exactly. Okay, so is it a question of God, how many goals are Manchester City going to win by rather than who's going to win?
There is the urban myth that Manchester City can't win without Rodri.
Well, yes, and he's tired, isn't he? So
he's very tired.
If there is a game to rest him for, it would be this.
It feels like an urban myth, though, right?
I don't think it is. I seem to remember City didn't start great at the start of the season because there was no Rodri.
They did drop points because they lost to Villa, didn't they? And I don't think he was playing in that.
Yeah, I think so.
Some of the teams that they dropped points to.
Yeah.
I think they might have dropped points to Luton, you know. No, they didn't.
I think they won late. Liverpool certainly did, yeah. Which is annoying.
I feel like they took points off of a big-ish team.
Liverpool okay. Scored in like the 80... scored in like the 85th minute to equalise. Liverpool did.
Should have guessed.
Yeah, I think it's probably one of those ones where Liverpool had an XG of 27 or something, and you know,
no.
They didn't. They only scored one goal.
Yeah, should have won 10-0, didn't?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, I mean,
how many goals do I think they'll score?
Yeah, I think
this... Pep is ballsy enough to rest loads of dudes.
Thing is, even if you rest loads of them, you've still got others coming in. I mean, it's like if you rest Haaland, you've got Alvarez coming in.
Oh, yeah. Woe is us. We're playing the World Cup winner this
year. Yeah, exactly.
Terrible shame.
Yeah, so it's not like if you're going to rest him, Joe Schmo's going to come in and sort of put his shoes on the wrong feet and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, I don't know. 4 or 5-0, maybe.
What would be very funny is if lots of people who haven't triple-captained Erling Haaland in their fantasy league do it this weekend and either doesn't play or doesn't score.
And this would be the week to do, and you think, oh yeah, he's gonna get
million
goals.
I mean, people must have earmarked this at the start of the season and sort of I'm not going to triple captain anyone till then. Forest versus Wolves, 3 o'clock in the Michael Mansi End derby. Morgan Gibbs-White is a doubt, which I think is a big thing for Forest.
I think it's a huge thing for Forest.
Yeah, absolutely. Matthijs Kühne is available again for Wolves. Forest have conceded 21 goals from set pieces so far this season. It does seem a lot, yeah. And they've lost more games in the Premier League this calendar year than anybody else. Chris Wood's got 12 goals, though he did manage to find the post from 2 yards out last week against Spurs.
Yeah, the sound it made.
Oh yeah, absolutely thumped it, didn't it? That was amazing.
If anything, he hit it too hard.
He did.
It was crazy.
The only way that could have been better is if it rebounded into his face. I once played football once where we were playing indoors, so there's no throw-ins because the ball just sort of bounced off the wall. And I wanted to get the ball back to my goalkeeper. And rather than just pass it back to my goalkeeper, I thought it would be really clever and kick it into the wall and let it bounce back to the goalkeeper. I kicked it into the wall and it rebounded straight into my testicles. And I crumpled up in pain, much to the hilarity of 15 other people there watching it who thought it was the funniest thing they'd seen all week. And I felt like such a tit.
Honestly, just thinking about that, like, I'm trying not to cry laughing. In the same game,
my niece was on the other team, so I tried to flip the ball over her head and smashed it into her face and nearly broke her nose.
Oh my God, Chris.
This is why I stay in goal. I can do less damage that way.
Yeah. You're in danger.
Exactly. Forest versus Wolves. I think because of the Gibbs-White thing, I think Wolves are gonna win this.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair. He will be a huge loss. He's like responsible for all of the good things they do.
Yeah, I get a feeling.
Pretty much.
I get a feeling he's playing too far low down the league. I think he could play for a bigger team.
Yeah. Well, how big are you talking? Spurs.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe Villa or maybe West Hammy sort of. Lower Europa League, upper Conference League sort of level.
I shot with Spurs.
I don't know. I reckon he possibly could do. I don't know. He wouldn't guarantee a start at Spurs, but...
No. Who is?
In midfield. I don't know. I mean, I'm still thinking like Darren Anderson or something. That's 25 years ago, so... but there we go. Bournemouth versus Manchester United, 5:30 in the Russell Beardsward derby. Yeah. Rafa Varane is out with a muscle injury, and I know Manchester United fans are just fed up to the back teeth of seeing of losing players to muscle injuries. And they think it's something fundamentally wrong with the physio, with the training, with Ten Hag. There's something there that means they're not happy because their players are forever going out with muscle injuries. Johnny Evans is also out and Marcus Rashford's a doubt as well in this one.
I would like to think that Ten Hag is going out there and intentionally injuring his own players.
Because they don't like
that
him.
Would be fun. Like, fuck it, I've had enough of this place.
I hate you all.
If I'm going, I'm taking you all with me.
Look at what you've done. Yeah. I was like one of Europe's most wanted managers at Ajax. Now look what you've done to me. Yeah.
I was destined for great things. Now no one's going to touch me.
Apparently, Graham Potter turned down the Ajax job this week.
Did he?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they're in a terrible state.
Also a poison chalice?
Well, I think so, because they're sort of sixth at the moment, and they lost 6-0 to Feyenoord last weekend.
Yeah, I know it hadn't been going terribly well.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was that bad. Okay.
I don't know how well they've recovered as well from losing Mark Overmars, their sporting director, to Knob.
Well, Knicks. That was his own fault.
That was his own fault, but I don't know how big a hole that left in their hierarchy, so...
I got no sympathy there.
No, not at all. Apparently Erik ten Hag did have sympathy there.
Oh, says a lot about his character, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I guess, you know, he's still playing...
I suppose he enabled a lot of that bad behaviour.
Yeah, and he's still playing Anthony.
Yeah, not a great judge of character.
No, not really. On Sunday, it's Liverpool versus Crystal Palace in the Ray Houghton Derby at 2 o'clock. Jota, Trent and Alisson are possible returns. Liverpool got zero clean sheets in 8 games at home. That's their worst run for 25 years. And sort of going back to what I was saying earlier on, Liverpool have had 629 shots in the Premier League. I mean, it feels like that's a weekly occurrence, but this is over the course of the season. And that is the most of any team by 70. Darwin Núñez has had 100 on his own.
And hit the woodwork, like... half of the time
probably. So yeah, this sort of goes back to the old they're just having lots and lots of shots and not scoring as many goals as I'd like them to thing.
You guys are probably lucky you're playing not a tremendously great team.
Do you know what, where are Palace are 14th, 30 points, so 5 points at the relegation zone. But I think I've got flashbacks to 2014 when Liverpool were 3-0 up with 10 minutes to go, drew 3-3 and lost the league. So this is Palace.
Oh, is that when Luis Suarez cried?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that was sad. For him, personally.
Yeah, so...
For everyone else, funny.
I mean, if you know, if racist making you cry is a sad thing, then...
Never did anything racist for my team. That's all I'm saying.
That's okay. He's all right for me.
He was an absolute angel.
Fred West built me a really nice patio once, even though he buried 3 people under his own patio.
I've only got good things to say about
him. Yeah, I could write him a glowing reference.
Dr. Shipman.
Yeah,
he gave me some great drugs.
Yeah, sorted my flu out, yeah. Yeah, this is, for me, this has got banana skin written all over it and draw or something. 1-1.
I mean, I can see why you're saying that.
Hmm.
And normally I would be all over that because it's really funny. I just don't know if Palace are equipped enough.
No, Michael Olise's coming back. And Eze is back. So they have got some of their sort of key players starting to come back. Jordan Ayew would do Jordan Ayew things.
Mm-hmm.
Not, yes, Jordan. I was getting him and his brother mixed up. Yes. So... God, I don't know. 85th minute, Jordan Ayew winner in front of the cop.
Yeah, that would be funny.
It'd be something.
That team where there would be that, but then they'd also be the 96th minute equaliser.
That would still be quite tragic, though.
Cody Gakpo.
Yeah, that would still be quite tragic, though.
Yeah, oh, of course it would. I mean... I'm going to say it. Look, to me, I think that draw last weekend kind of knocked Liverpool out of it.
Yeah, I don't think that's an unreasonable thing to say. I think you're right.
I mean, I know mathematically. Of course not. It's level points, right?
Yeah.
But should have won, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And the performance... in the Europa League shows that something isn't entirely right.
Yeah.
So they really need to get their act together against Palace. It's just a case of, can they? I mean, Klopp has called them mentality monsters. It's time to sort of, now it really is the time to show that.
They want to start doing it fast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Time turning out.
And it's not like you can turn this sort of thing off and on, is it?
Well, okay, then explain what's happening right now.
I think what's happening right now is a gradual process of not taking their chances throughout the season, culminating in the game against United and then possibly the Europa League game as well. So I'm just trying to say you can't switch it back on the opposite direction.
I guess, but they've taken enough chances to be top of the league.
Yeah.
And it's my least favourite thing that if Liverpool are not winning in the 90th minute, they'll still win.
Why do you not want my daughter to be happy?
Because your daughter deserves better things.
Well, she's a Liverpool fan. Why wouldn't you want her to have happy things?
Why?
Why?
Can she come to Barcelona and I'll show her the good ways?
She has two Barcelona shirts.
Then she... See?
Although, to be fair, she's stealing all my football shirts, so she has got a Romario 1994 Brazil shirt at the moment, so...
Fair. I mean, but, yeah, I don't like it that they do that. That's why I can't... I don't know. I still think they knocked themselves out of it. I think that was just, like... Feels like a more of a psychological blow rather than, like... You know, points mathematically, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I understand that. West Ham versus Fulham, 2 o'clock, the Lewis Burn Water Derby. Jarrod Bowen is a doubt. West Ham have dropped points in 6 out of the 8 games they played following a European fixture this season.
Okay.
So I'm going Fulham on this one. Especially as there's no Jarrod Bowen as well, possibly.
Oh, okay. Fulham all the way then.
Arsenal versus Aston Villa at 4:30, the Paul Mercer derby. Douglas Luiz is suspended for 10 yellow cards this season. Arsenal 2024, they've got 31 out of 33 points available. And Bukayo Saka, he's got 9 goals and 2 assists in his last 11 games. But this is absolutely key for both teams' league and Champions League ambitions, especially given what Spurs might do. The day before, so at least Villa will know what they have to do, but it's imperative that both these teams win. There's such a lot playing or riding on the fixture for both these teams.
Feels banana skinny for Arsenal.
Do you think?
Well, when I can come back to the place where I used to be a manager and show them what he's really about.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, but they've got...
There's a story there. I think.
You think? Yeah, they have got a lot of injuries, though. They've got Kamara.
They do.
Yeah.
Bibiwak Kamara being suspended is not great news.
No, and Kamara's already out, so that's kind of like the heart of their midfield. I remember when Kamara was announced out for the rest of the season, Simon in the WhatsApp group from the Monday show, who's a Villa fan, he sort of said, well, that's our top four chances gone.
Didn't he? Yeah, I remember.
And they're still there. And I guess if Ollie Watkins is still banging them in, they've still got John McGinn in midfield, who's come back from suspension, then... I guess there's a chance, but Arsenal just imperious. 31 out of 33 points available.
Their defence has been pristine. Like,
yeah,
those two are fabulous.
That game against Manchester City, they were just rocks, weren't they?
Yeah, and that's not what you come to expect from Arsenal.
No, this is like, you know, you always thought Arsenal had this sort of soft underbelly that you could get at them. You know, you imagine them when they're playing away at Stoke and sort of Ryan Shawcross is going in two-footed on Cesc Fabregas and things.
Yeah, they were the epitome of they can't do it on a rainy, cold night.
Yeah.
In Stoke, right?
Yeah.
They were that. They were very that.
But you can well and truly imagine this team doing it on a cold night in Stoke and mugging someone in the train station on the way home. You know, they're a pretty kick-ass team, aren't they?
Yeah. I think Declan Rice has done a lot for them there as well. Makes them solid in midfield.
Yeah, I think he does. I have got a weird irrational hatred of Ben White.
He looks like Tan Mom, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's two things. It's the fact that the commentators always say Ben White. whenever you watch him play. They don't say White, they say Ben White.
Benjamin White.
Well, I guess so. and
he doesn't want to be there? Is that it?
No, do you know what it is? Last season, after Manchester City absolutely thumped them 4-1, someone tweeted, no wonder pretty boy Ben White doesn't look very happy, because Ben White started on one of the City players after the game. And someone tweeted, no wonder pretty boy Ben White doesn't look happy. He's just lost to a ginger and a goth. And do you know what? It thought, Ben White is like all those jocks, or whatever English equivalent of jocks are, that I went to school with and were given the protection of the teachers because they were good at football.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You think that's what he is? I don't think he likes football, though.
Well, he doesn't, but because he's good at it, he would have been given...
He's just good at it. He doesn't want to be a part of it.
And I like that about him. And I can see why he doesn't want to play for England. Why would you want to go away in Europe for a fortnight?
Agreed.
To only get, you know, to sit on a bench for two games. I get that, but he's got, like, pretty boy jock written all over him. I can imagine him away with the lads in Iron Appa.
Nah, he's a Dubai guy.
Oh, is that worse?
Yeah, of course it's worse.
Is it?
Yeah, that's, you know, pseudo-rich people.
Okay.
He's an actual rich person. So.
He is, yeah.
but yeah, it's the tan for me. It's like aggressive.
It is. It's like...
like someone who spends too much time in Dubai.
It's like Ross Geller when he's stood in front of the tan machine the wrong way.
Yeah, he's an eight.
He's an eight.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Fair enough. Did we pick a winner in this?
No, we didn't, but probably Arsenal.
Okay, fair enough. And finally, Monday is Chelsea versus Everton in the Pat Nevin derby.
Oh, God.
Yeah. This is what you pay your Sky TV subscription for.
And Ryan derby.
Yeah. Dominic Calvert-Lewin has scored in back-to-back fixtures for Everton. But they are winless in 9 away. Chelsea have got 0 clean sheets in 13 games. And they have conceded 52 league goals. That's not very Chelsea-like. They are...
Well, is it?
Well, okay. Historically, not very Chelsea-like. Everton
5 years ago.
Everton could find themselves in the relegation zone by the time this game kicks off. Chelsea... they're only 2 points ahead of 18th place.
Right, so you're thinking Luton are going to beat Manchester City? Gotcha.
Oh, yes, I forgot who Luton were playing. Okay. Well, bearing in mind Forest might win, they might find themselves closer to the relegation zone. Okay. Let's just say. Chelsea are only 4 points off the Conference League places.
How?
I don't know, but West Ham are seventh in the Conference League place on 48. Chelsea are ninth on 44 and play 2 games fewer.
Again, how?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they've only got a goal difference of 3, so God knows how.
I don't get it.
No, so they could qualify for Europe here. So that is...
They don't deserve that.
They don't deserve it at all, but they have got something to play for.
That's probably a good job.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, you'd say Chelsea this season, you would think, well, they gave up
Wait,
back in November.
Are they still in the FA Cup?
I think they are, aren't they?
How is Chelsea's season still alive?
I don't know, but I mean, they can't... Yes, they beat Leicester, didn't they, in the last round?
It feels like they should be beach. They play like they're beach.
They do. It's like they've accidentally found themselves in this position, but here they are. They have got something to play for, which Everton need to be wary of.
Yeah. They do. That's crazy.
So, this is the case of Everton fighting for their lives against a team that's not bothered. Well, I mean, it might be, but...
Are they bothered? I don't know.
I don't know.
Can't tell.
Yeah, exactly. So, this is really hard to predict because we've just said that Chelsea have got things to play for, but they are awful, and they play like they're awful and giving up. So I can see a draw, maybe. Let's just sit on the fence.
They've made the semi-finals of a cup. And they're still possible European place. Oh, God.
I'm going to sit on a splintery fence and say, and say draw.
Honestly, I don't think that's stupid.
I'm going to do that with the watching. If trying to pick a winner, your head might hurt. So let's just sort of, you know.
Yeah, it's a bit like Newcastle Spurs. Like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
You guys go out there and do your thing.
Exactly. Okay, so that brings us to the end of the Premier League. Ran out of the podcast. Any of the business?
No.
Okay, so, Dave, Chris, Simon, and, oh, I don't know, somebody.
Don't say Ali. Don't say Ali.
Don't say Ali. Don't say Ali. Carl hasn't been on for a while, has he? Anyway, those three. They will be back next week to review the games that we've been previewing here. You can find us at Man of the Post on Instagram and on Twitter and on Facebook as well. Emma, thank you ever so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And always remember to keep your Man on the Post.